Psalm number 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. Out of the 150 psalms which we find in the Word of God, there is unquestionably one above them all which we learn to love in childhood, and one that may be the last to comfort us at the end of life. It is the Shepherd's Psalm, Psalm 23. There are psalms that form a precious trilogy, complementing one another. The 23rd psalm belongs to a trio of psalms of this particular character, embracing Psalm 22, 23, and 24. In Psalm 22, the Lord Jesus Christ is clearly depicted as the Good Shepherd giving his life for the sheep. Did he not say when he was upon the earth, "I am the Good Shepherd"? The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, in John chapter 10 and verse 11. This 22nd psalm has properly been called the Psalm of the Cross. Then the 23rd psalm following is another shepherd psalm, typifying the Lord Jesus Christ as the living shepherd in resurrection power, leading his sheep toward his Father's home above, through all the experiences of life, protecting them and guiding them through the mountain passes and the dark valleys. Beloved Apostle has written in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 10 to declare that the Savior is that great shepherd of the sheep, raised from the dead by the God of peace. This 23rd psalm has properly been called the Psalm of the Crook, the Shepherd's Crook, the emblem of his faithful care for all of his sheep. The 24th psalm can also be designated as a Shepherd's Psalm, but describing our Savior as the Chief Shepherd, one who is coming as the King of Glory, the Lord who is strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, according to verse 8. The beloved Apostle Peter has written concerning him in this particular characteristic, saying in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, to the under-shepherds of the flock, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Certainly the psalm can properly be called the Psalm of the Crown. These three wonderful psalms of the shepherd, one of the good shepherd in death, the other of the great shepherd in resurrection, and the final one, the chief shepherd in sovereign glory, they can be a profitable meditation for all of the sheep of our Savior's flock. Let us seek to enjoy them. But our present meditation is upon Psalm 23, that most familiar one of the shepherd's psalms. The opening words, five words in number, are the most essential to be understood and emphasized. They are the foundation truth of all the blessings contained in the psalm. And those words we well know declare, "The Lord is my shepherd." Without knowing the experimental blessing of these words in our own hearts and in our own lives, the words that follow in the psalm would be valueless. It is only the person who can truthfully confess, "The Lord is my shepherd," who can enter into all the blessings declared in the remaining verses. In other words, one must know the shepherd personally. There must be a personal relationship with him. It's not enough to say that the Lord is a shepherd. That is true. Nor that the shepherd or that he is the shepherd. That is true. But it is necessary to own him as my shepherd. Meaning in substance, the Lord is my Savior. I own him as my personal Savior, the one who died upon the cross for my sins. saying in the language of the beloved Apostle Paul, he loved me, and he gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Then this psalm will unfold to the believing sheep many blessings beyond human comprehension. For the psalm is without doubt exhaustless in its revelation. But there are three special lines of truth that are given to us in the psalm, which comprise a blessed threefold secret. When any person will be called in sinful faith, the Lord is my shepherd. First of all, the psalm will reveal the secret of the happy life for the person who knows Christ as his and her personal Savior. Second, the psalm reveals the secret of a happy death and how important this is to consider. And third, when the shepherd is mine, it reveals the secret of a happy eternity. These may be simple but sublime truths for the comfort and for the blessing of the Lord's sheep. A happy life, a happy death, a happy eternity. They seem to be very complete, and they are. Could anyone wish for anything greater and better than to have the secret of a happy life, the secret of a happy death, and the secret of a happy eternity? We repeat with emphasis, all this is based upon the truth and the experimental realization of the first five words of the psalm. They are the most important five words within the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. In those five words, there is one that is most important of the five, and it is that pronoun, my. Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? But let us consider what the psalm reveals concerning a happy life. When the Lord is my shepherd. First, we can find there is perfect satisfaction when I know that he is my shepherd. Verse 1 declares, I shall not want. The Septuagint version, which is a translation by 70 Jewish scholars from the Hebrew language into the Greek many, many centuries ago, the Septuagint version declares, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall want nothing. For my shepherd is really Jehovah Jireh, the one of whom Abraham said, the Lord will provide. May I raise the question, is there not perfect satisfaction to be found in Christ, my shepherd? And with the poet we may say, satisfied with thee, Lord Jesus, I am blessed. Second, there is perfect peace and contentment. We read on to find that he leadeth me, or maketh me rather, to lie down in green pastures. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. Do not these words describe the contentment and the quietness that my shepherd is able to give my heart and my soul, thus making me to lie down in the green pastures of comfort and the still waters of contentment? One has well said in the book of Job, chapter 34, in verse 29, these words, when he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? Oh, how we need to realize this I can find in my shepherd, perfect peace and contentment. Third, there is perfect restoration and guidance. For as we read on, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 3, he knows my wandering heart. Yet in his perfect ministry of restoration, he is unfailing. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, For he shall pluck my feet out of the net, wrote the psalmist in chapter 25 of the psalm, verse 15. What a shepherd! How many others who know him cannot testify indeed to that restoration and guidance that the shepherd has shown to care for his wandering sheep, and he alone in paths of righteousness can lead me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me where? In paths of righteousness. For my sake? Ah, but for his name's sake. Then fourth, there is perfect protection, as you have it in verse 4. We cover it briefly. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It has been so fitly suggested that in our journey through life, we are really passing through a world that is constantly in the shadow of death. The shadow of death is over the whole scene. But what a joy to have this divine protector, my shepherd. Perfect protection. For how true can this be for me? For my shepherd, he himself is my protector. Then six, we find in verse 5, there is perfect provision and blessing for me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Now it is certainly true, though I may be surrounded by enemies, and we know that well if we know the word of God, as well as the experiences of even the Christians have. Yet the shepherd is still my portion in providing for all my need. One thinks of the words of Paul when he wrote, saying, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Long ago the psalmist also wrote, can the Lord provide a table in the wilderness? Oh yes, though the believer is traveling through the wilderness of this world, surrounded by enemies, knowing there is a threefold enemy, the world and the flesh and the devil, but we have a shepherd who can provide refreshment in the midst of such a wilderness scene for his own. But then seven, there is perfect faithfulness by the shepherd all through my life, down to the very end. Verse 6 declares, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. It has been stated by one, these two wonderful characteristics, faith, goodness and mercy. One has stated they are God's faithful watchdogs. And my shepherd has made a promise that he will never leave me. For has he not said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? In Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Now here are very simply seven precious thoughts, though very limited and brief, we confess, suggesting facts regarding a happy life, when one is able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. All these happy ingredients are found in possessing the shepherd himself. But then we follow the second truth. There is the secret of the happy death revealed. For this we would return to verse 4. For our shepherd is not only faithful in life, but also in death. Now think of the passage, which we must take by all normal events from earthly life, and go through the valley of death into eternity. Have you ever given serious thought how you will do in that experience? Have I? There are five precious facts in this verse for the comfort and the counsel and encouragement of the believer. As the psalmist writes, the first thing that he indicates is this, his composure in that valley, when he says, I will walk, indicating there'll be no terror, there'll be no panic, but nothing but tranquility. Second, you will note, He expresses his confidence in that valley. By the word through, I will walk through the valley. The valley may be dark, but he is confident of going through into God's eternal sunshine at the other end, and entering safely to be at home with the Lord forever. And then third, he possesses courage. He declares, I will fear no evil. Why should he fear? The dangers of this life are being left behind. The world, the flesh, and the devil will never reach him when going through and having gone through that valley. And thus he has courage. I will fear no evil. And fourth, best of all, he has a companion. For to the shepherd, he addresses the word, saying, For thou art with me. What a companion. Thank God, though none other may be able to go with me through this valley, my shepherd will. How precious to know that through this valley, there is my faithful shepherd to escort me through it to eternal glory. And then fifth and last, there is comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. These two instruments, the shepherd's instruments of the rod and the staff, they were the implements of protection and guidance through life. And the rod and staff, which have proved his faithfulness all through my life, give me the assurance of his abiding faithfulness, even at the end. Let us reflect upon each precious truth that in the valley of death, the believer can enjoy, first, composure, second, confidence, third, courage, fourth, companionship, fifth, comfort. And why? All because the Lord is my shepherd. One can well say in the words of the apostle, O death, where is thy sting? And we can certainly indeed rejoice in the fact. About 2 centuries or more ago, 2 young Scottish girls were unjustly sentenced to death for worshipping God in a way that was contrary to the government of the land. Persecution was greatly endured by many Christians in that day. These two were being led to the scaffold by the soldiers of the government, and they were to be hanged. As they walked toward the scaffold, one said to the other, Belle, let us sing. This is our coronation day. We are going soon to be with the Lord. And bravely they burst into song, singing, The Lord's my shepherd. I'm not one. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. They sang the hymn through. They finished the closing verse, just as the hangman's noose was being placed around their neck. And they sang joyfully the end of the song. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Yes, indeed, the secret of a happy death is only ours when we can truthfully say, The Lord is my shepherd. But also, our psalm pictures to us the secret of a happy eternity. The closing words of the psalm declare, And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No greater and no better climax to the 23rd psalm could ever be found. Following a happy life, following a happy death, to enter into a happy eternity. To be forever in the eternal and heavenly sunshine of the Lord's home above. What a blessed and happy consummation. But may I, in contrast, remind my heart and yours how different it would be and will be for an unbeliever who does not have the shepherd? The famous orator by the name of Robert Ingersoll was an infidel, most unfortunately so. He stood in his history by the casket of his deceased brother whom he dearly loved. In the great grief of his heart, he poured out the hopelessness of his soul and the uncertainty of any reunion with his departed brother. Here are the words that he quoted. Is there beyond the silent night an endless day? Is death a door that leads to light? We cannot say. The tongueless secret, locked in fate, we do not know. We hope and wait. Unquote. Those were his solemn, sad words of grief and sorrow, for he had no hope. Why such hopelessness? All because he refused to join the ranks of God's redeemed children, who have appropriated the Good Shepherd as their Savior, saying, the Lord is my shepherd. But how different it is for the believer in Christ. What words of consolation the Great Shepherd gives to his sheep, saying, and let me quote his words from John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verses 2 and 3. What a blessed and happy eternity is promised for the Lord's own. Yes, these great secrets in the 23rd Psalm are very real. First, the secret of a happy life. Second, the secret of a happy death. Third, the secret of a happy eternity, based alone on being able to say from the heart with blessed assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. My beloved friend, is the Lord Jesus Christ your shepherd? If not, why not receive him now, believing that he died to save you, the lost sheep for whom he has been searching? If you will receive him, you too will be able to sing, goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. During World War I, there was a tremendous incident that took place in the history of a chaplain in the British Army. He was a chaplain to some of the regiments in that day of battle when men fought in the trenches of France. Before his men in that regiment which he served went into battle, he gathered them together on every occasion when they were going thus to fight. And he gave them in his reading from the scripture this wonderful shepherd's psalm, as he rightly called it. He read it through to them each time. But following every reading, he emphasized above all things the importance of knowing the meaning of the first five words. The Lord is my shepherd. But he not only emphasized the five words, he emphasized that personal pronoun, my. And when finishing his exhortation, pleading with the men to make sure that Christ was their Savior, he suggested that to remember the words, they would mark the fingers of their left hand and put a mark, if possible, an indelible mark on each finger to be reminded of those five words, beginning with the little finger, the Lord is my shepherd. Thus, when they went forth to battle, they would not forget the message, as he assured them if they would make Christ their personal Savior, they would indeed be assured of salvation and going to the happy home where our Lord takes all who are his sheep and his beloved children. After the Battle of Bull's Court, as it was called, the chaplain and others, of course, they went over the battlefield following the battle, looking for wounded soldiers, seeking to help whomever they could, when suddenly they came across the body of one of the men in his regiment. And as they saw the body, completely dead, lifeless, lying there, there was an amazing thing that they recognized. For if that man's body was stretched out upon the ground, the right hand of his body was clinging tightly to the index finger of his left hand. Where he was clinging to that message of that finger which represented in the five words of the shepherd psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And there in death, as he thus faced departure into eternity, he gave testimony that his soul had received the shepherd for himself, his very own beloved and blessed Savior. What a message. And one can well say in the words of Hebrews 11, in regard to the words quoted and written in regard to Abel, he being yet dead, speaketh. What a message. My beloved friend, you and I have no way of telling how or where we may pass from life into eternity. But oh, when we think of this lovely psalm, the pearl of psalms, as it has sometimes been called, the 23rd, surely we can recognize this shepherd is the one who in Psalm 22 gave himself in death to bear our sins in his own body upon the cross of Calvary. The very opening words of that psalm are well to be reminded of. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I'm sure that you remember quite clearly those words were uttered by the suffering Savior when he hung upon the tree. Have you ever reasoned what is the answer to the question that he raised? Why hast thou forsaken me, as he cried unto God above, when he was bearing your sins and mine upon the cross? What is the answer to that question? Why? My beloved, you and I are the answer. It was for you. It was for me. It was for every man, woman, boy, and girl. The great shepherd in death. All that you can say with the psalmist in Psalm 23 as the psalm opens, this Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is my shepherd. And by faith, make him yours today, if never you have, in the history of your soul. Then you will have the joy of knowing the secret of a happy life, the secret of a happy death, the secret of a happy eternity. And then further, when that great shepherd appears in glory as the King of glory, as indicated by Psalm 24, will it not be of great joy and eternal blessing to realize you will be forever with him? Yes. Could you find five greater words that come deep into the heart and the soul of every trusting sinner than these five? The Lord is my shepherd. Shall we pray? Blessed Father, the simplicity of this truth we bless thee for. But how sublime and great it is, may every one of us be able to say, from the heart believing, the Lord is my shepherd, that we shall indeed be certain and sure of that eternal consummation of being in the house of the Lord forevermore when eternity dawns. Lord Jesus, we thank thee. Through the valley of the shadow of death, thou wilt lead us into the eternal sunshine of the Father's home above, where we long to go and be with thee. Bless the truth of it to our hearts in the Savior's name and for his glory. Amen.